right, today's seminar is serious. Because it's about integrity. Rediscovering your personal integrity. A lot of people tend to think integrity is serious business. So, you know, we want to keep it light today. We want to talk about integrity, but we want to kind of point out some things about integrity and help you to rediscover what your personal integrity is, because some of us have forgotten what it's all about for us. But integrity has to do with completeness and wholeness, undivided. But for the most part, the integrity is the strength that we have. In the physical, if you have a steel rod, it's only like thick, and then you have it connected to another steel rod that's 2 inches thick. Do we have an integrity of 2 inches or an integrity of a quarter of an inch? It's a quarter of an inch, because it's only as strong as the weakest part.
You can pay your bills on time, but gossip and have no...
So you have integrity that's like the strength or the completeness or the wholeness. But what about personal integrity? See, that's not about physical so much, the way we're explaining here, but it's more about moral values, our code of ethics that we live with or live within. And we all have our own personal code of ethics, code our own moral values. You know, sometimes we see wealthy people and say, yeah, but look how they are and how they live their life and how they do business. And we have all these judgments about how they do it and how can they get away with it and we can't. It's not fair. It's because they have a whole different set of moral values. Their code of ethics is not the same as ours. So they can get away with some of the things they do when we wouldn't dare even try to do that. So we have our own personal code of ethics, our own personal moral values that we live within, but most of us have never questioned what they are or where they came from, how we got to where we are now. That we all have this foundation that we live on called morality or moral values, but we don't pay a lot of attention to it. And our moral values are only as strong as the weakest point. So when we violate our own integrity, we violate our own code of ethics, our own moral values, then it affects our self-esteem. As our self-esteem goes down, it affects our connection with God. Because we don't deserve to be in relationship with God. We're guilty. Mm-hmm. We punish ourselves. We withdraw. We shut down. And the biggest part of giving our word. When we give our word and we don't keep it, it has impact on us. Because especially in this community, because giving our word is so important to us, to give our word and keep it. I remember a time in 1982, Barbara and I were just together for a couple of months living together. And I was selling energy management systems to hotels and motels. Well, selling isn't true. I was demonstrating this energy management equipment to these hotels and motels. And we had set up...
a beautiful job at it.
I could demonstrate it very well.
Never sold a one.
Never sold a one. But
Two years.
Yeah. I did make a sale of a test market in this hotel. And finally, the guy said, okay, you can put a couple of them in and try it.
He promised to leave me alone.
So we put it in, we hooked it up, and we're doing this like 30-day trial. Well, now everybody on the beach in Daytona, all the hotel owners know all the other hotel owners. And I went on another sales call to another hotel down the road. Now, at the one where we had put these units in to test, 2 days after we hooked it all up to this air conditioning equipment, the maintenance people came into that room and took the air conditioner out and changed air conditioners, put a new air conditioner in because they were doing their routine maintenance, and they just switched out the one we had hooked all our equipment up to. So there was a problem there. Well, when I got in this other hotel and I'm trying to sell this other hotel, he said, well, where do you have them in? And I said, oh, down at this hotel. He said, oh, yeah, I understand they're having problems with it. I said, oh, no, they're not having any problems with it. Because they weren't having problems with our equipment. My mind and my whole energy in that interview was lost. But I kept face and I kept acting like everything was okay, and then finished up the call and left. And to myself, I had it all justified in how right I was. And, you know, it wasn't a problem because they had moved the machine. And 2 days later, 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, wide awake, staring me right in the face, that I lied to the guy. I lied to him. Because we were having a problem down there. Granted, it was all, you know, all my evidence about it, but it was a problem. We were having a problem with it down there. Well, I determined that the only way to get my integrity back here was to call the guy up and tell him I lied to him. And I did not want to do that. I did not want to call him back and tell him. But the first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, I called him up and I told him the truth. I said, I lied to you in that interview and I apologize to you for lying to you. There was a problem down there and we corrected it, but I didn't tell you the truth. And I'm apologizing to you and I promise you that from now on in my interactions with people, I will tell the truth. Very embarrassing to do that. Very, very upset. I've never lied since then in any kind of situation, but I could not go on with my integrity out. My self-esteem went down, but it hit me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had justified it and made myself right about being wrong until, boom, when I woke up with it staring me in the face, I couldn't avoid it anymore. There it was. There was the truth, and I was out of integrity. So I cleaned it up and then got out of the energy management business, and Barb and I moved to Tampa and started doing Alivening. But our mind doesn't want to confront these issues. So we kind of camouflage our moral code, moral values. If we don't know it's there, we don't really know when we violated, you know, we don't really know when our integrity is out. So we've kind of covered it over. Justify how things are. The second survival function of our mind is that it makes us right about being wrong. Remember the first one is we got to be right all the time. Everybody else is wrong. The second survival function is when we are wrong, we justify ourselves about being wrong. We find evidence on how come it's okay that we violated our integrity. So the power of our word is directly connected with our moral values, a moral sense of morality. And if we violate that, then we feel less powerful. Our self-esteem is involved.
Uh-huh.
Totally throwing me off here. So I want you to start to think about what your personal moral code is. What are the values that you live by? Children, we have to more or less follow the ones of our parents when we're in the home. But now, as we're living our life as adults, what is the moral code? What is our particular value system? So what are some of the values that you hold to be near and dear? Loyalty, honesty, truthfulness, respectful, nonviolent. What is your personal code of ethics? What are your morals? What do you hold to be important that you live your life by? What decisions, what judgments do you have that it's important for you to follow, and that if you don't follow them, then you feel that wave of energy that comes over you, depresses your aliveness. Love, faithful, compassionate, kind, friendships, God, Ten Commandments, honoring commitments, helpful, golden rule, service,
do others,
courteous, family, Well, family would be. If you were nasty to your family, there was a time.
Not me. I was independent at a young age. I was never nasty. I was independent. Right, Dad?
Cheerful.
Independent.
Concerned. Cheerful. So there's a whole bunch, yes? How do we follow all of them? What are some of the negative values? Greed. Listen to that one. Do whatever it takes. Could be on both sides.
It really, yeah.
But that could be one that we make people wrong about because they got their wealth because they did but they were doing whatever it takes. So it could be on both sides. Anger.
What's wrong with that? He said.
So can you start to, out of kind of seeing these, can you start to get an idea of what are your own personal values?
But do they change from situation to situation? Yeah, but I know people who will have all of the good qualities when it comes to relationship and all the bad qualities when it comes to business. I know people who are like that. Yeah, they have a very clear distinction between life and business. Anything goes in business. Anything. Lie, cheat, steal, they all do what it does.
Do I hang out with
them? Fair enough.
Why isn't it? So you're waiting for the circumstances to determine your code of ethics, which disempowers you. So when you go to give your word with something, you don't have the certainty that anything's going to happen because sometimes it will, sometimes it won't.
But then again, the way that you feel about yourself comes out of how you function with your code of ethics.